The Lord today, Brother Gerald will share a message with us titled "Say Thank You." 感谢主，今天 Gerald 弟兄要跟我们分享信息，说感谢。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们早。
This morning, Pastor King actually had a suggestion for us, which I thought was very, very good, and I think we should do it. And his suggestion was, one of the things that we do up in the English ministry, if you ever visit us, is that Pastor David gives us a chance to just greet one another and say hello and say God bless you. So I do want to give you a chance to do that, but I also am going to ask that once you do that, for today, given that we're celebrating Thanksgiving weekend, that you look for your family members and try to sit next to them. All right, so can we do that? There's two things, all right? So stand up, all right? Greet people around you, all right? Say good morning and God bless you, all right? And then try to look for your family, all right? And migrate over there and sit next to them, all right? So that right now,
我们互相打招呼的同时，我们尽量家人能够坐在一起，好不好？彼此打招呼，而且去找你的父母、你的兄弟，尽量今天感恩节，所以我们尽量家人能够坐在一起，好不好？家人能坐一起，感谢主，尽量跟你的兄弟姐妹或者父母能够坐在一起，我们一面打招呼，一面跟家人坐在一起。还有谁没有找到你的家人的，尽量找一下 ，OK？ 能够坐在一起。
All right. Thank you very much for doing that. I hope it wasn't too awkward.
我感谢你，谢谢大家这样合作。我希望这样不是觉得很奇怪啊。
I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving.
我希望我们每一位都已经有了一个很好的感恩节。
I got to spend some time with my family on Thursday, but I also got to spend some time with Mike's family on Friday. And on both days we had delicious Chinese food.
礼拜四我跟我的家人有很好的聚集，而且礼拜五我也跟 Michael 也他们有聚集，而且我们都吃了很好的食物
and turkey
还有火鸡。
As always, it is an honor and a privilege for me to be here to share with you all.
今天我能够在这里一起分享，跟你们分享是我的荣幸。
Let's pray before we begin.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us.
父神啊，我们感谢你给我们这么好的一天。
We thank you for the brothers and sisters here at this church.
我们为着教会的弟兄姊妹，我们来感谢你。
We thank you for the families that you have given us that we're sitting next to right now.
我们感谢你，真的现在我就能够坐在我的家人旁边。
We know that all good gifts come from you.
我们知道这都是你从你那里来最好的礼物。
And Lord, we thank you for your word.
我们也为着你给我们的话语感谢你。
Your truth.
你的真理。
Thank you, Lord, that we have the freedom to read scripture, and to go to church.
感谢主，我们今天在这里能够自由地读你的话，而且到教会。
We ask, Lord, today, would you open our hearts?
我们求你今天能够打开我们的心。
We need to hear from you.
我们需要听到你说话。
Oh, Lord, speak to us.
哦，主啊，求你向我们说话。
And we pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
As many of you know, I'm a history teacher in Tenafly.
你们或许都知道我是在 Tenafly 学校里面的历史老师。
There are some of the students here that had me as a teacher.
在中间有许多我的学生。
I see Amos and Brian.
我看到 Amos, Brian.
And Michelle over there.
And Michelle.
She has me right now.
你们可能有点讨厌我 ,Michelle.
And I'm a history teacher.
我是个历史老师。
And as a history teacher, I feel compelled that I have to give a little history lesson about Thanksgiving.
因为我是历史老师，所以我讲到感恩节的时候，我不得不好像要讲一点感恩节的历史。
So I apologize to my former students and my current students because they heard this already.
对我的学生有点抱歉，因为你们已经听过这个历史。
But I feel that the story of Thanksgiving is important because there is a Christian connection to the story.
因为这个感恩节的由来对基督徒非常的重要。
Maybe Mike, you can put up that picture. All right, here's a painting of the first Thanksgiving.
这是一张关于第一次感恩节的油画。
And the tradition of Thanksgiving was really started by a Christian group known as the Pilgrims.
第一次的感恩节的开始是由一群清教徒开始的。
About 400 years ago, they had to leave England.
在400年以前，他们必须离开英格兰。
The Pilgrims felt that the Church of England was becoming too corrupt.
因为他们那个时候觉得在英格兰的教会已经太腐败了。
They wanted to honor God by living simply and having simple methods of worship.
那时候他们有个心愿，他们希望能够单纯的来敬拜神。
And back then in England, you had to go to the Church of England. Or else you'll be thrown in jail, or they will fine you. You can't worship on your own.
在那个时代里面，要敬拜神的人必须到国家的教会里面去敬拜。
And so what the pilgrims did was they met secretly.
所以这些清教徒他们那个时候就秘密的聚会。
It's kind of like how some of you have heard about. In China, they might have house churches. And in certain parts of China, they would have to meet secretly. It's like that.
所以你们或许可以跟你们听过的在中国的那种家庭教会有点像。
Because of the persecution that they face, they realized that they could not stay in England.
所以因为这样所受到的逼迫，他们知道他们在英格兰里面不能再待下去了。
That if they wanted to worship God, that they realized that they had to leave.
所以如果他们要真心的来敬拜神的话，他们必须要离开。
And so for their, and so because of their faith, because of what they believe, they left England.
所以因为他们的信心，所以他们离开了英格兰。
Now you have to realize that this is a pretty amazing thing because England was their home.
要我们想想看，这实在是一个了不起、不简单的事情，因为英格兰是他们居住的地方。
It was their heritage, their culture.
他们的文化、他们的传统都在那里。
It was part of their identity.
那就是他们需要在那里被认同。
And when they left, they had to leave friends. Some of them left family. Some of them left what they were comfortable with.
所以当他们离开的时候，他们是要离开他们所舒适的环境，还有他们的朋友。
And they did all this because they wanted to worship God.
他们之所以这样做，是因为他们要单纯的要敬拜神。
So they sailed across the sea, and it wasn't easy. It took 2 months.
所以他们花了两个月的时间在海上漂行。
That is a very long time.
你知道两个月是一个很长的时间。
I know for a lot of us, we travel to Asia.
我们中间很多人，我们曾旅行到亚洲去。
You know, and I've traveled to Taiwan many times.
我也到台湾去好多次。
And every time I go, I always complain about the flight because it's so long.
每一次我坐飞机，我就觉得太长了。
You know, because I'm sitting in that seat and it feels cramped.
而且我坐在那个窄小的位置里面，我觉得很挤。
You know, maybe the airplane food is not that good.
而且食物也不好。
What they went through was much, much harder.
他们当年这些清教徒他们所经过的比那个难多了。
Actually, on their journey, two people died.
事实上，他们的旅程里面有两个人死了。
And they all did, and they did all of this because of their faith in God.
他们之所以这样做，是因为他们的对神的信心。
Now, after a very difficult journey.
经过了这个困难的旅程
，When they finally saw land，
当他们最后看到了陆地
，After 2 months，
两个月之后
，They gathered together and they read this song。
所以当他们在聚集的时候，他们读了这一篇诗篇。
They read Psalm 100。
他们读了诗篇一百篇。
I'm going to read it through in English and then I'm going to have Pastor King read it in Chinese。
我们先读英文。
Shout for the joy to the Lord, all the earth.Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
普天下当向耶和华欢呼，你们当乐意侍奉耶和华，当来向他歌唱。你们当晓得，耶和华是神，我们是他造的，也是属他的，我们是他的名，也是他草场的羊。当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院，当感谢他，称颂他的名。因为耶和华本为善，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实直到万代。
These people had to leave their home because of their faith. They had to leave their families, their friends, and what was comfortable. They had to cross the sea, which was very dangerous, and people died. And yet, they were grateful to God. They were grateful to God for their earthly life and their spiritual life. Now, getting to America was one thing. Now they had to live there and build a life there.
到了美国是一件事情, 可是必须在这里生活又是另外一件事。
And, you know, crossing the ocean was hard, but trying to build a life there was even harder.
他们经过航海过来是很困难的，可是要在那里重新建造、建立一个生活更难。
With the help of Native Americans, Indians, the remaining survivors made it to the next Thanksgiving.
所以他们因着当地那些印第安人的帮助，所以存留下来的人，他们可以过，经过了下面的感恩节。But
even with all their help, half of the pilgrims that went to America died.
虽然有了当地的土人的帮助，可是他们中间来的这些清教徒有一半死掉了。And
despite all that, they were able to be thankful to God.
虽然是这样，可是他们仍然还能够感谢神。That
they can now worship God in peace.
因为他们现在能够平安地来敬拜神。And
that's how the first Thanksgiving started.
这就是第一次的感恩节的开始由来。A
group of people were serious about God, and they did everything they could to find a new home where they could worship freely.
所以一群人他们一起在这里分享神，一起生活来敬拜神。Now,
when I think about the pilgrims coming to America, I can't help but think about how many of us here in this congregation came from Taiwan or Hong Kong or China or someplace else to America as well.
当我这样子分享清教徒的历史的时候，我不得不想起我们当中许多的人从台湾、从香港、从大陆来到这，或者其他地方来到了这里。That
many of us, like the pilgrims, also left family and friends and life that we're comfortable with back in Asia.
我们很多人可能像清教徒一样离开了我们舒适的环境，亲友们。
I have to say that's true for my family.
我说至少我是这样。I
have here's a picture of my family.
This 这是我以前家里的照片。
So Chicago was where I was born. I'm on the left hand side, just in case you're wondering. All right. So that's me. The right hand, that's the girl. That's Jenny. That's my sister. This is a picture of us in Chicago.
这是我们。 家里在芝加哥的时候，我是左边的那个，那是我的妹妹Jenny.
A couple weeks ago, I shared this picture with the English congregation.
几个礼拜以前，我跟英文组的弟兄们分享。
Now, my dad, he came to America as a graduate student.
我的父亲当时来这里读研究所。
Maybe it's something some of you are here, or some have come here because of education.
很多人我们中间来可能是为了受教育。
My parents, they left everyone they knew in Taiwan to come here to start a new life.
他们离开了，我的父母离开了台湾，到这里来开始一个新的生活。
And it was not easy. They had some tough times.
那不简单，他们经过了许多困难。
They had a lot of different jobs.
他们换了很多不同的工作。
But they did it because they wanted a new life.
他们之所以这样做，是因为他们要一个新的生活。
And they did it because they wanted a better life for their children, for myself and for my sister. And standing up here, and as I think about this, I'm really, really grateful for the sacrifices that they made.
当我在这里分享这些事情的时候, 我心里面 充满了非常多的感恩。
They did so much so that Jenny and I could have a better life.
为着我的父母，他们牺牲了这么多，所以使我的妹妹和我可以有一个更好的生活。
And I'm grateful today as I'm thinking about it.
当今天当我在讲的时候、想的时候，我仍然是感谢的。
But I have to be honest with you.I'm not always grateful.
但是我必须承认，我并不是常常这样感恩。
I'm not always grateful because I don't always remember.
我之所以不会常常感恩呢，是因为我很容易就忘记了。
You know, a couple of months ago, our brother Jonas and our sister Christina, they had a baby, baby Josiah. You might have seen him.
几个月以前，我们的 Jonas 跟 Christina 他们有了他们的第一个孩子约西亚。
There's Josiah right here in the center. This is when he was 2 days old, I think.
All right. 这个是两天，大概才生出来两天的相片。
If you see him today, he looks very different. All right.
你看看他今天已经完全不一样。
He's much, much bigger.
很大，大不多。
And you know, it's very, very obvious that Jonas and Christina love Josiah very much.
这很明显的 ，Jonas 跟 Christina 他们很爱他们的孩子。
I seen the amount of work that they put in to taking care of him.
我看到他们花了多少的功夫，就这照应他们的孩子。
The feedings, waking up late at night, comforting Josiah when he's crying, taking care of him at church when he's fussing.
他们要为他夜里起来照顾他，就在教会里面的时候，他 一不高兴一闹的时候，还要带他出去。
One of the things I find funny, they probably don't find it funny, but I find funny is they one of the things that they've been doing every weekend is that they would go to the mall.
我发现有一件事情很好笑，可是他们可能不觉得，就是每个周末他们要带孩子竟然要到那个大卖场。
The mall. And I asked Jonas, like, how come you're going to the mall every weekend with the baby? And they go to a different mall every weekend.
他们为什么他们要每个周末都到这些买东西的地方呢？
And this is what he said to me. And he said, we take him to the mall because when he's at the mall and we push him in the cart in the mall.That's when he is most at peace.
他们父母说，因为这个孩子就是当我推他到那个大商场的时候，他就安静了，就。
That's love.
这是因为父母的爱。
Taking your child to the mall to push him around every weekend because you know that that's something that he enjoys.
因为他们知道这小孩他到了那个商场，那么在那边推着他走的时候，他就安息了，所以他们这就是他们的爱，父母对孩子的爱。
And it's funny for me because I don't have to do it.
对我来讲，我不需要这样做。
But I know it's a lot of work for Jonas and Christina.
但是我知道对这个父母来讲是很多的事情。
And here's the thing, you know, as I'm thinking about this, I'm wondering, is Josiah going to remember any of this?
当我讲这些的时候，我就在想，这个孩子将来他会记得这些吗？
Will he remember what his parents did, you know, in the first 6 months of his life?
他会记得他父母在他出生的前六个月所做的事情吗？
Probably not.
可能不会。
And looking at how Jonas and Christina treat Josiah, it really made me think about how all the things that my parents have done for me.
当我这样看到Jonas 跟 Christina 这样对他们孩子的时候，我就想起来我父母是怎么的对我。
There must be so many things that they've done for me that I don't even know about, and I'm not even grateful for.
肯定是有很多的事情他们做了我根本不知道，而且我也不是那么的感恩。
You see, oftentimes people who love us most, who show us the most grace, they're oftentimes the people that we show the least gratitude toward.
你知道有一件事情，就是常常最爱我们的人，对着我们做最多奉献的人，可是我们却对他们是最少的感恩。
They're the ones we oftentimes take most for granted.
因为很多的时候，我们都认为理所当然。
I want to speak right now to the young people in the congregation.
我现在要对着年轻人有一点话。
I want you to feel a sense of gratitude for what your parents did for you.
我在这里要劝你们，你们需要对你们的父母有那个感恩的心。
I know for a lot of you, you're probably in the same situation I am. Your parents probably came from, you know, Taiwan or Hong Kong or China or someplace else, and they left all that was comfortable to be in America to have a better life.
因为你们的父母很多时可能跟我的父母的背景一样，他们是离开了他们舒适的环境，而是到了美国来。
Be grateful.
你需要感恩。
Now, parents and grandparents, you're probably thinking, good, I'm glad Gerald's talking to the kids.
那父母们,祖父母们, 我想你们现在很高兴,你们说很好, 现在Gerald你替我们说话了。
But it's not just for, this is not just for the kids.
但是这个感恩并不只限于年轻人。
You know what, it's easy to take our friends for granted, and it's easy to take our spouses for granted.
很多的时候我们对我们的朋友,还有我们的伴侣, 我们觉得理所当然。
And of course, it's very, very easy for us to take God for granted.
而且我们真的常常认为他们就应该这样做,所以没有什么好感恩的。
Today I want to look at a passage in Luke chapter 17 where Jesus talks about taking people and taking God for granted.
所以今天我要用一段路加福音的17章的一段耶稣跟的人的来往来看今天的信息。
Today we talked about the pilgrims coming to America, we talked about my parents coming to America, maybe some of you coming to America, but here is in Luke 17, Jesus is also traveling. He was traveling from Galilee to Jerusalem.
当我们刚刚谈过了 我的父母来到了美国,清教徒来到了美国, 那么今天我们来看耶稣他自己也到了耶路撒冷去。
And in Luke 17, Jesus and his disciples were on this road trip.
耶稣和他的门徒正在行路。
Here's what scripture says. Luke 17:11-13. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, Jesus, Master, have pity on us.
耶稣往耶路撒冷去,经过撒玛利亚和加利利,进入一个村子,有10个长大麻风的迎面而来,远远地站着,高声说,耶稣夫子,可怜我们吧。
So they were on this road trip going to Jerusalem, and somewhere along the way there was this village. And in this village, there were some people who had this disease called leprosy.
所以当耶稣跟门徒往耶路撒冷去的时候,在路上,他们遇到了一群人,这群人有病,就是麻风病。
Now today, this is very treatable illness, or we have medicine that can take care of that, but not during those days.
在今天的时代里面,可能已经有些药物可以医治这些,可是在耶稣的时代,这是没有办法医治的。
Many of you probably don't know what it's like.
很多人你可能不知道它是什么样子。
I'm going to put up a partial picture of just the hands, all right, so that you see what leprosy can do.
我们来看一看麻风病大概是什么样子,我只摆一个部分。
So this is the hands of someone who has leprosy.
这是麻风病人的手。
And part of the reason why this disease can cause deformities is because it actually kills your nerve endings.
这个麻风病之所以会这么可怕，是因为他们把你的神经系统杀死了，你没有感觉。So
you don't realize you're hurting yourself.
所以当你伤害你自己的时候，你一点都没感觉。And
so that's how your body breaks down.
所以你的身体就慢慢的完蛋了。And
because of the deformities, the visual deformities caused by this disease, and the fact that it's somewhat contagious. Lepers or people with leprosy had to keep a distance, a space from the rest of the people.
所以你们看他们身上的奇形的这些是会传染的，所以当时的人必须把这些麻风病人放到村外去。
So you have to realize and recognize that this disease not only hurts you physically, but it also hurts you socially.
你要知道这个疾病麻风病不但伤害到这些人的身体。
And you'll realize that in the scripture, it says here that from a distance, they called out to Jesus. Because they know it's not appropriate for them to be close to someone who's healthy. Now, here's what's interesting. Jesus was obviously famous enough that these lepers heard about him.
这个时候有很奇怪的一件事情，我们可以想象说，耶稣一定是很有名声，所以连这些关在外面的这些麻风病人都知道耶稣要来了。They must
have heard that Jesus has the power to heal.
而且他们知道说耶稣能够医病。And
so they call out to Jesus and say, Jesus, Master, have pity on us.
所以他们高声的喊叫说，耶稣夫子，可怜我们吧。
And Jesus being God,
耶稣他是一个神，他就是神。
Knew exactly what they wanted.
耶稣当然知道他们要什么。
They wanted to be healed.
他们要被医治。
And so this is what he says to them.
所以耶稣这样回答他们。
This is in Luke 17:14. He says, "When he saw them, he said, 'Go show yourselves to the priests.' And as they went, they were cleansed."
所以耶稣看见就对他们说，你们去把身体给祭司查看。他们去的时候就洁净了。
This is what I love about God.
这就是我真的很喜欢神是这个样子。
He is so creative, so inventive in how he heals people.
他在医治病人的时候，他也有这么多的创造力。
He never does the same thing.
他从来不用同一个方式来做。
It's never boring.
也从来不会感到厌倦。
Sometimes he spits in their eyes.
有时候他吐吐沫在瞎子的眼睛上。
Sometimes he lays their hands on them.
有时候他用手放在病人的身上。
Or sometimes he just tells them, just go home.
有时候他根本就只是吩咐他们说，你回家吧。
With these 10 men, he says, go show yourselves to the priest.
对这十个人，他说，你们把身体去给祭司查看。
Now, there's a reason why he said this.
为什么他要这样说呢？
It's because during that time,the priests, they also inspected people's health.
因为在那个时代里面，祭司也负责来检查人的身体。
They were responsible in giving the final notice. If you're healthy, they're responsible for telling the whole community, this person is healthy.
他们那个时候有一个责任，就是当一个人完全康复的时候，他要向大家宣告说，这个人现在已经健康了。
So you would go to the priest. The priest would look at you, and he would go through the list of checklist. And if everything was good, he would say, "Okay, you're clean. Now you can go back to the population."
所以当他们要去看祭司的时候，祭司会拿着一张检查的单子，图像的对照，然后宣告说，你现在已经得医治，你已经干净了，你可以回到人群当中。
And so what Jesus was doing was, not only was he healing them physically, he also wanted to heal them socially.
所以在这里我们看到耶稣不但只是医治他的身体，而且还希望他能够跟他们的社群社交生活也能够恢复。
And here we have to use our imagination a little bit.
让我们用一点想象力。
What it must have been like as they were walking toward the priest.
我们想想看，当他们要走到祭司那里去的时候，是怎么样的情况呢？
Because it says that as they went, they were cleansed.
所以这里说，当他们去的时候，他们就洁净了。
That they were being healed as they were walking toward the priests.
所以就在他们走的当中就洁净了。
That their skin color start to change back to normal.
他们的难道皮肤是那个时候就慢慢慢慢变成正常了吗？
Could they start feeling in their hands again?
是不是那个时候他们就开始感受到了他们的感觉？
It must have been amazing.
那实在是一个很惊奇的事。
For them, it must have been like Christmas.
对他们来讲呢，就好像他们要过一个圣诞节一样。
I want everyone right now in your minds, to picture what you want for Christmas.
我现在要请你们稍微想象看。如果在圣诞节的时候，你想要得到一个什么？
These guys got what they wanted.
这些人他们得到了他们的礼物。
So all 10 were healed.
所以十个人全部得医治了。
But only one of them turned back to thank Jesus.
可是只有一个人回转过来找耶稣。
This is what the Bible says.
圣经这样说的。
In Luke 17:15-16, one of them, when he saw he was healed,came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan.
内中有一个见自己已经好了，就回来大声归荣耀于神，又伏伏在耶稣脚前感谢他。这人是撒玛利亚人。
So one of the 10 lepers, actually former lepers, returned back and thanked God and thanked Jesus.
所以前面十个人里面只有一个他回来了，感谢耶稣。
Some Bible scholars believe that this man returned before he even went to the priest's house.
有些圣经学者说，这个人可能是根本就还没有去祭司的那个路上，他就先回来跟耶稣感谢。
That when he saw that his body was healed, he couldn't wait to go back and thank Jesus.
因为当他看到他的身体已经得医治的时候，他等不及了，他就赶快回来 献上他的感恩。
And you'll notice at the end of this verse, it also says, "And he was a Samaritan."
我们注意到最后一句话讲说，他这个人是撒玛利亚人。
This is pretty important.
这是很重要的一句话。
See, Samaritans and the Jews did not get along.
你知道撒玛利亚人跟犹太人他们是没有办法处在一起的。
There was a lot of tension between these two groups.
他们这两个民族里面，他们有很多的这个争执。
It would have been the fact that the Samaritan was in this village, this Jewish village, is already strange.
当这个撒玛利亚人为什么能够来到这个村庄里面，这已经是够奇怪的。
It's probably because of his disease.
很可能是因为他的病。
Oftentimes, they have leper colonies where people with the same disease would all live together.
很多的时候就是这样，当你这个大麻风的人，他们就必须要聚集在一起。
So people who are sick all live together despite their ethnic background.
所以他们有病的人，同样病的人，就不管你是哪一个民族的人了，你们通通在一起。
But outside the leper colony, Jews and Samaritans did not get along.
可是在这个病人的圈外，这个分得很清楚的。
You know what it's like? It's like this past week, we saw a lot of news coming out from Israel.
我们上个礼拜可能你看了新闻，看到了以色列那里有一些事情。
There was a war. There was a little battle going on for 8 days.
已经打了八天的仗。
It was between Israel and the Palestinians living in the Gaza Strip.
我们看到以色列人跟巴勒斯坦的人，他们在那里在加沙走廊的人开始打仗。
Imagine a Palestinian man going to a rabbi.Falling to his feet and thanking him. That's what this is like.
你可以想象吗？一个巴勒斯坦人如果现在走到了以色列人的拉比的那里，而且要求他的帮助。
It'd be weird and strange.
那是很奇怪的事。
But this is what's happening here.
可是这里就是这样发生了。
The Samaritan, who's not Jewish, thanks Jesus, and Jesus notices this.
这个撒玛利亚人他是不是犹太人他就回来谢谢耶稣耶稣也注意到了
And this is what Jesus says to him
耶稣就这样说
And this is in Luke 17:17-19 Jesus asks Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner? Then he said to him Rise and go, your faith has made you well
耶稣说洁净了的不是有十个人吗那九个在哪里呢除了这外族人，再没有别人回来归荣耀与神吗？就对那人说：“起来，走吧，你的信救了你。”
So what happened to the other 9 men?
那九个人到哪里去了？
How come this Samaritan who wasn't even Jewish came back to thank Jesus?
为什么这个撒玛利亚人他根本就不是犹太人，他还会回来？
It's because the Samaritan saw more than just a gift. He also saw the giver.He saw Jesus.
因为这个撒玛利亚人，他不但只是看中那个礼物，而且他看到了那个给他礼物的那个人。
You see, what this story tells us is that most of the time we're like the 9 men.
这个故事让我们想到，很多的时候我们就像那九个人。
We're selfish people. It's easy to focus for us to focus on what people can do for us and what we can get from people.
我们都是这样自私的人，很多的时候。我们只注重让人家能够为我做什么，而我们没有去注意。
And you know what? This happens a lot in families.
你要知道吗？在我们的家里，这个事情常常发生。
Those of you who are kids, who are sons and daughters, what does your interaction with your parents look like?
我要问问我们中间，若是做儿女的，你跟你父母中间的关系是怎么样？
Do you only talk to them when you need something like money?
你是不是只有在你需要钱的时候才去找他们呢？
Mom, I need to buy this.
你告诉妈妈说我需要买这个东西。
Or do you only talk to them when you need to permission to go somewhere?
或者你只有在你需要得到他们的允许去哪个地方的时候你才跟他讲话呢？
Mom, I want to go to my friend's house.
妈妈，我现在可以到我的朋友家吗？
I want to go do this.
我要做这个。
All right. What is your interaction with your parents like?
你跟你的父母中间的交流是怎么样？
But it's not just limited to kids.
但是这也不只是限于孩子。
The same thing can be said about our spouses as well.
我们在夫妻中间也是这个样子。
What is your conversation like with them?
你跟你们中间夫妻中间是怎么样的对话？
You know, I see this all the time in my classroom as a teacher.
我在我的班上常常看到这种情形。
You know, every student wants extra credit.
每一个学生他们都要我们拿到更多的分数。
You know, there'll be a piece of paper on the floor, and I'll tell a student, "Oh, could you pick that paper up and throw the garbage can?" They would ask, "Mr. Wang, will you give me extra credit?"
当我请一个学生把地上纸屑捡出来，捡掉垃圾桶的时候，他都会问我说，我你能不能多加给我几分？
And I said, "No, I'm not going to give you extra credit. That's just a nice thing to do."
我说不，这个怎么样了？这个是应该做的事。
But everyone wants something.
可是每一个人都想要多得一点分数。
And that includes us as well.
我们也是这样。
And that's what happened with the nine men.
这九个人就是这个情形。
We got healed, yes. We got what we wanted.
我们都一致的，对的，这就是我们要的。
And because they're so focused on what they've gotten, they completely overlook that the creator of the universe stood in front of them.
因为他们太注重他们想要什么东西，所以他们完全把这个创造者。
You know, what makes this worse is that, you know, this is actually not the first thing God did for them.
你知道这个并不是神第一次对他们这样做。
God made each and every one of them.
神创造了我们每一个人。
God raised them up.
神生养他们。
God gave them the food to survive for so long.
神提供这么长久给他们养生的食物。
God gave them a community when everyone wanted to, you know, stay away from them.
神也给他们一个社群，当别人不想跟他们在一起的时候。
And finally, God healed them.
而最后，神医治了他们。
See, these nine men have gotten so much from God, but they've taken God for granted.
所以你看，这九个人其实他们得了很多，可是他们忘记，他们认为理所当然。
And it's easy for us to take God for granted as well.
很多的时候，我们就是这样，很容易就是忘记了。
Now.A lot of times, I don't think we mean to take people for granted.
很多时候我也知道我们不是故意要这样。
I don't think your children wake up in the morning thinking, you know what? Today I'm going to take my parents for granted.
今天我想我们每一个人不是说早上醒来就说我今天就认为我的父母就应该这样对我。
I don't think spouses wake up thinking, you know what? I'm going to take my wife for granted today, or I'm going to take my husband for granted today.
我想很多夫妻中间也是，你们不会说一早起来你就想说今天他就应该这样对我，就是他应该做的。
I think it happens very slowly over time.
而我们知道这种感觉有时候是慢慢慢慢才发展成功。
Sometimes we're so used to getting stuff from this person, it's easy to treat that person like a vending machine.
很多的时候我们因为太容易从那个对方拿到这些东西的时候，因此我们就对人来讲，我们就好像去买东西丢铜板让那个东西出来的机器一样。
So maybe, you know, when you're first married and your spouse cooks for you, you're very grateful.
想想看，可能你刚刚新婚，而你的配偶替你煮了一段东西，那你心里面非常的感谢。
But then over time you get used to it.
日子慢慢久了，你就习惯了。
And you forget to be grateful about it.
你根本就一点都不感谢了。
A gift given once, oftentimes we're grateful for.
当这我们常常的时候，我们就是这样子忘记了我们的感恩。
But a gift that's given over and over again to us, a lot of times we take for granted.
当礼物你只是一次收到的时候，你就会感谢。可是你一再的一直持续收到那个礼物的时候，你就认为没什么了。
So what do we do?
所以我们这要怎么办呢？
How do we foster a greater sense of gratitude in our hearts?
我们怎么样来看到我们里面的这个态度、心态？
How do we become more like the Samaritan and less like the nine other people who forgot about Jesus?
我们怎么样能够避免不像那九个人一样，他们就这样忘记了耶稣？
There are many things, but one of the simplest things that we can do is to practice saying thank you.
很多事情我们可以做，可是至少我们可以经常练习、操练的一件事就是说谢谢。
You know, if you really think about it, it's one of the reasons why we gather here at church.
或许你们好好想一想的时候，这就是为什么我们要聚集在教会的一个原因。
We come here every Sunday to praise and thank God.
因为我们每个礼拜天我们聚集在一起，到圣殿中，我们就是来赞美敬拜神。
Earlier in the service, we had a time of prayer.
我们在敬拜开始的时候，我们就有一段祷告的时间。
And we heard people thanking God.
我们听到有弟兄姊妹来感谢神。
And in a moment, we're going to have communion.
而等一下子，我们也会有饼杯的聚会。
And we're going to have a time of prayer, thanking God, for the sacrifice of His Son.
而我们也会有时间来感谢神，把他的儿子赐给我们。
You see, when we do that, when we thank God, It reminds us to be thankful.
知道吗？当我们来感谢神的时候，就提醒我们，我们应该常常感恩。
And that's one of the great things about saying thank you.
这就是我们之所以能够常常说谢谢你，这个是一个很奇妙的事。
Now I think as a church, we do a pretty good job of praising the Lord on Sundays.
我想作为一个教会，我们在礼拜天来感谢神、赞美神，我们做得不错。
But I imagine that thanking our families and thanking the people around us is a little bit harder.
可是我在想，好像我们跟我们周围的我们的亲人来说感恩、感谢，好像比较差一点。
I want you to think about it. When was the last time you thanked your parents?
你要不要想一想，上次你跟你父母说谢谢、感谢的话是什么时候？
When was the last time you thanked your spouse for something?
你上一次跟你的配偶说谢谢是什么时候？
And I know this is hard because, you know, when we interact with our family a certain way over a long period of time, it's hard to change that.
我知道这个不容易，因为我们长久下来，我们都就认为就这样了，所以很难去改变这个习惯。
When you're used to not saying something, it's easy just to continue that.
当你习惯不说了，那你很慢慢的你就不说了。
And then when you say it because you don't say it too often, it sounds weird or strange or awkward.
当你要说的时候，可是平常又没有不常说，你就感觉了很奇怪。
But that doesn't mean it shouldn't be done.
可是不表示你就应该老是停留在这样。
The pilgrims took a risk and crossed the oceans to live in the new world.
这些清教徒他们花了很大的代价，他们越海来到了这一块地。
Many of you here took a risk and left Taiwan, left Hong Kong, left China for a new life here in America.
我们中间有很多人，我们也花了很多的代价，冒险着从香港、大陆、台湾来到了这块土地。
Now I urge you to take a risk in the way that you interact with your family.
现在我也要鼓励你，你应该要跟你的家人有一个冒险。
Use words of gratitude toward one another.
你必须要互相来用。感恩的话对待。
And the more that you say thank you, the more that your attitude will change.
当你越多的可以说出感谢的话的时候，你的态度就改变了。
You know, two days ago, I was having a meal with Alan. He's in college. He goes to our church. He's actually Angela's son.
Two days ago. 两天前，我跟我们中间的 Alan。一起我们中间的 Alan 一起吃饭。
And I was just asking him how he was doing in college. He's in college right now.
他现在正在大学读书，所以我问他你怎么样啊，大学生活。
And of course, I asked him about how are things going with God.
我也当然也问他你跟神之间的关系怎么样。
And this is one of the great things about Alan. He's always been very consistent in spending time with the Lord.
有一件很好的事就是 Alan 他就是很坚持的。持守的跟神有一个关系。
But he was honest with me. And he said, "In college, it definitely gets hard because there's a lot of studying, there's a lot of work, and so definitely there's a constraint on your time."
那么他就向我承认说，我在大学里面实在因为太多的功课、太多的事情，所以我跟神的中间的那个相处的时间就很紧张。
But then this is what he says.
他这么说。
But because in high school.I've been spending time with God every day. I'm so used to it. When I'm in college, I have to do it.
所以他说，你知道吗？因为我在高中时代，我是天天的跟神中间有花时间，所以我习惯了。所以现在我在大学里，我知道我必须也是维持这样。
And even when I'm so tired, but then I still read my Bible. I still spend time with God. At the end of that time with God, I feel so blessed.
所以每次当我觉得很累的时候，我仍然花时间跟神在一起。所以每次当我结束的时候，我觉得我是大大的被祝福了。
The same thing could happen with saying thank you.
所以同样的事情一样，当你去说跟人说谢谢的时候，也是这样。
The more that you say thank you, the more that it will help give you a heart of gratitude.
当你越多的说谢谢的时候，你的心里面就更蒙福。
I think that's why every week at church we come here and we thank God.
所以这就是为什么我们每个礼拜天我们在这里聚集，为了要感谢神。
It's a reminder to us to be grateful.
这常常提醒我们，我们要感恩。
And when you thank your parents and when you thank your spouse, it's a reminder to you to be grateful too.
而且也提醒我们，我们对我们的父母，对我们的配偶， 我们心存感恩。
That's the amazing thing about God. He doesn't care about just us. He cares about our families.
他不只是神最奇妙的，他不是只注重我们个人，而且他连我们的家人他都非常的看重。
Now, here's another thing about saying thank you. It's not just a reminder for you to be grateful.
而且还有另外一件事我要提醒的。
Saying thank you is a blessing to those around you.
而且当你说谢谢的时候，是对你周围的人是一个祝福。
In the Bible, this is what it says. It says, gracious words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones.
我们看到圣经里面说这个感恩的话就像蜜一样滋润人心，而且能够医治，使这个骨头得医治。
If what the Bible says is true about gracious words, then this Samaritan who came back was also encouraging Jesus by his words.
所以我们看到如果圣经这里讲的是真实的，那我们看到了这些人他们回来。
Do you realize that his words was a blessing to Jesus?
你们有没有想到这些人当他们来感谢耶稣的时候，对耶稣也是一个祝福吗？
Sometimes we forget that Jesus was God and man.
很多的时候我们忽略了，我们没想到耶稣他不但是个神，他也是个人。
He had emotions just like us.
他也像我们一样有情感。
He cried when his friend Lazarus died.
当拉撒路死的时候，他会哭。
He has emotions.
他有情感。
And the Samaritan's words was a blessing to him.
而当撒玛利亚人回来感谢他的时候，对耶稣也是个祝福。
By saying thank you, you're encouraging and you're blessing those around you.
当我们这样说感恩的话的时候，是对我周围的人一个祝福。
As many of you know, I work with a youth ministry called Asian Young Life.
你们或许都知道，我是在一个为着一个青年团体的里面做事做工。
Every summer we take teenagers to camp. To camp.
哦，每一个夏天我带了许多的年轻人到出去露营。
A lot of some of the youth in our church have gone to this camp.
我们很多年轻人都去过这些营会。
One of them who went was Stephanie.
我们中间有位 Stephanie， 她也参加过。
And she's right now. She's a senior.
她现在已经是高三的学生了。
And one of the things that she did at the end of, you know, when we went to camp this summer in August, at the end of camp, she mailed every leader a thank you card.
当刚刚过了这个夏天，她离开营会的时候，她寄给每一个帮助她的人一张卡片。
I want to read to you what she wrote.
我想要读一下他写给我的是什么。
Yeah, I'm embarrassing her a little bit.
我可能他有点不好
意思。Sorry, Stephanie.
抱歉，是。
It says, Dear Gerald 哥哥。
Gerald 哥哥，谢谢，亲爱的 Gerald 哥哥。
Thanks for doing what you do, Gerald.
我感谢你所做的。
Thanks for being such an amazing leader.
你真的把这么多好的这些带领我们的人摆在一起。
You do so much behind the scenes work for Asian Young Life, and I just want you to know how grateful I am.
你做了很多在这个年轻人我们看得到之外的事情，我要向你表达我心里是多么的感谢你。
Thanks for always caring for me.
我谢谢你总是这么照顾我。
I love our conversations together, even if they're just small talk.
我真的是非常的感谢你跟我们中间的谈话，虽然只是很短。
Thank you again for allowing me to have a great week with Asian Young Life.
我谢谢你让我能够有这么一个好的周末，能够在这个营会里。
Love, Stephanie, 妹妹。
就是 Stephanie, 妹妹 ，Yeah.
Now, when I received this card and I read it, and when the other leaders received this card and read it, how do you think it made us feel?
你想想，当我读到这张卡片的时候，我心里怎么想
？It was pretty good.
实在很好。
It made me want to be a better leader.
所以使得我更觉得我应该成为一个更好的带领。
It made me want to work harder in the ministry.
而且我真的是觉得被鼓励，我愿意在我的服事的工厂上更卖力。
And it made me grateful to God.
而且使我更对着神有感恩。
That's what your thank yous can do.
这就是你的感谢，你说感恩的话能够做到。
You know, as a middle school teacher, one of the things that most encouraged me is what happens at the end of class.
你知道，作为一个初中的老师，每次在上课结束的时候，最能够激励我的是
，I don't even think my kids realize that this really encourages me。
我想我的学生可能根本没有注意到这件事情对我有多重要。
A lot of them, as they leave the classroom, would turn to me and say, "Thank you, Mr. Wan."
有一些人他们离开教室的时候，他们会转过头来跟我说：“谢谢啊，谢谢你 ，Gerald。”
It's such a simple phrase.
就这么简单的一句话。
But it gives me such great encouragement.
可是却给我这么大的鼓励。
What a blessing their words are to me.
他们这样的说对我说是对我是多么大的鼓励。
Our words can be a blessing. Saying thank you can change a whole situation.
所以当你简单的说一句谢谢的时候，可以把整个情况都改变。
Now, children, kids, imagine you came back from school and said, Mom and Dad, thank you for loving and caring for me. Do you think that's going to change the way your mom and dad interact with you that day?
当你回家的时候，你跟父母说，妈妈，爸爸，我谢谢你。你想想这句话会不会改变他们对你的态度呢？
Absolutely.
当然会。
Husbands and wives, imagine you came back home from work and said, Honey, thank you for the hard work that you put in supporting this family. Or, honey, you've been such an amazing mother to our children. Do you think that's going to change the way your spouse interacts with you?
你想想丈夫跟妻子，当他们下班回家的时候，他们彼此说：“真的，甜心，你真的是做了为这个家摆了这么多代价。”你想这会不会改变你们中间的关系呢？
I know for some of us that's strange.
我知道对我们中间来讲，很多人觉得太奇怪了。
But take the risk.
但是。 冒一点险好不好？
That's what our faith is about, taking risks.
就是我们要在信心里面来冒一点险。
Someone once asked Jesus, what was the greatest commandment?
当有人问耶稣说什么是诫命中最大的？
Jesus answered, love God and love people.
耶稣回答说要爱神也要爱人。
And one of the ways we can love God and love people is to say thank you.
而能够爱神爱人的表现方式之一就是说谢谢。
And you know, thank you is actually the easy phrase.
我们很感谢神，这句话太简单说了。
I didn't even talk about the more difficult ones. I love you and I'm sorry.
我今天没有叫你讲那个更难的，说的什么我爱你啊，或者抱歉，这个比较难。
I'll let Pastor King preach about that. I just want to encourage you to say thank you.
我就想鼓励你们说谢谢。
Let us pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord Heavenly Father, I am so grateful for you this morning.
父神啊，我真的是今天早晨这么样的感谢你。
I'm so grateful for your word.
我为着你的话来感谢你。
I'm grateful for how your word is alive and active.
而且我为着你的话是那样的活生生的在我们中间。
And how your word works on our hearts.
而且你的话语真的能够在我心里做工。
Oh Lord, we ask for your help.
父神啊，我们在这里求你继续做事。
Would you give us a grateful heart toward you and toward all those who love us?
我能不能求你给我一个对你更感恩，还有对人更感恩的心？
And would you help us to take that risk to say thank you back?
好不好？你也让我敢冒这个险去跟人说谢谢。
Thank you that not only do you want to heal us, but you also want to heal our families.
不但你要医治我，而且要医治我的家庭。
Lord, for that, we're so grateful.
为着这个，我来感恩。
And of course, God, we're grateful for the sacrifice of your son.
主啊，我真的为神啊，为着你把你的儿子成为牺牲，我感谢你。
Without all of this would be meaningless.
真的，如果没有你儿子的牺牲，我们今天所有一切都是没有意义的。
God, we thank you.
神啊，我们感谢你。
And we pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们感恩乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。 好吧，我们在座的，既然刚刚叫你们坐在一起的，说一下谢谢好不好？家人，好不好？跟你的太太、跟你的爸爸说谢谢。